15th parak Yevamos Mishnah Dal Hakol Ne'emonim La'idah. Anybody is believed to testify that her husband died, chutz, even other women, except for these women that generally do not get along with her, and therefore we're concerned that lying to get her into trouble. Chamoisa, her mother-in-law, Bas Chamoisa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, her sister-in-law, Sarasa, her co-wife, the Yevimta, and the wife of her husband's brother, who, if her husband dies, she will eventually be the co-wife to Yibum. And also Baz Baila, if her husband had a daughter from another marriage, there's usually some friction between that daughter and this new mother. Ma ben get lemisa, what is the difference between giving a get and testifying that the husband died? That these women that hate her or do not like her are kosher to bring the get. Sheksav mochiach, in the case they bring the get, so we have the document of the get itself, which proves more or less that this was sent by the husband, because you have the document with all the names in it. Just needs verification for that, we trust them. Masha'enkein, by the case of testifying the husband died, just coming out of the blue and saying that the husband died, they have no information or no documents to support what they're saying, and therefore we're concerned that they are lying. Eid oma meis v'nises. One aide testified that the husband died and she got remarried. Uvo aide v'omala loimeis. And then afterwards another witness came and said, it's not true, he did not die. Harezi lo teitze, she is not required to get divorced. Not only that, if Bezin already accepted the aides of the first one, and then afterwards another aide came and said, it's not true, we do not accept it. This is a din like this. Ko mokum shemina teireid echid hareid kishnaim. The first witness is really taking the place of two witnesses, because generally you need two witnesses in order to permit someone to get remarried. Once we accept the aidas of that one witness, it's as if we have two witnesses. Now one witness says that he's alive, one against two doesn't work. But after the first a witness testified that he died, then two witnesses came and said he did not die, then because when you have two witnesses, they override one witness. Now, the simple understanding of this is when the two kosher witnesses, though there are those that say that it's talking about even if two possible Edom came, since we have a roiv of opinions that say he is alive, we cannot permit her to get remarried. And if she did get remarried, she has to get divorced. Shnayim amar meis v'echad amar lo meis. If two witnesses said he died, and then one witness says he didn't die, happy shalom nisus tinasi. That's pasha that even if we did not accept the eidus yet, it's pasha that the fact that we have two eidim that say he's dead, and one eid contradicts them, one eid in place we have two eidim is nothing.